las tormentas agitan los aires, nubes oscuras nos impiden ver.
Aunque nos espere el dolor y la muerte, contra el enemigo nos llama el deber.
El bien más preciado es la libertad, hay que defenderla con fe y valor. Alza la bandera revolucionaria, suena el triunfo de nuestra emancipación. Alza la bandera revolucionaria, suena el triunfo de nuestra emancipación. En pie, pueblo obrero, a la batalla, hay que derrocar a la reacción. A las barricadas, por el triunfo de la Confederación. A las barricadas, por el triunfo de la Confederación. A las barricadas, por el triunfo de la Confederación.
Vicente.
Yo soy Sara.
And welcome everybody. This is our first evening here at Ecos de Libertad, broadcasting somewhat through the internet here in LA. We're going to be playing some music tonight, but we're going to have some opening words. You want to take over, Sara?
We're trying to make this radio station be bilingual or multilingual. Entonces, yo soy la que va a hablar en español. Ecos de Libertad es una estación, un programa de radio que pretendemos sea para que las voces libertarias de toda América Latina, los latinos en Estados Unidos y demás, se escuchen y se intercambien por medio de la internet. Entonces, estamos sintonizando desde Los Ángeles cada viernes de las 6 a las 8 de la noche por killradio.org. Es killradio.org. Y próximamente transmitiremos nuestros programas por medio de otro sitio web. Pero mientras tanto, ¿qué tal? Ojalá estén todos bien. Saludos.
So we're going to be kind of just going over some ideas about the show, future shows. We're going to be talking about maybe some of the motivation to do the show at some point. I think we have some announcements as well. So, but we're going to continue with the music at this point, and I hope everybody enjoys. We'll be right back. Yes. Hello. Okay, here we go. Are we on? I think we're on. Sada. All right. So we're gonna talk a little bit about some of the motivation between getting on the air and
oh,
I think you're on. Okay. Yes, is that working? Is that good?
I hope so.
Test.
Hello.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'm being told it's working.
All right, Sada. So we're gonna talk a little bit about the current state of corporate media and why we are getting involved with, I don't know, would you consider this grassroots community media? I mean,
of course. Okay, well, first of all, we're broadcasting out of a tiny little room in the middle of a crazy city like Los Angeles. We're not making money off of this project, nor are we getting money to do it. So it's entirely out of our will and, I don't know, desire to just have our voices out there since we have limited resources to do so, I think.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting too, right? Because especially in this country, trying to begin and trying to get involved in alternative media is kind of difficult. Where in other countries, it's a little bit easier, right? I know a lot of countries. I know there's some examples like in Chile and Bolivia and whatnot, Guatemala, all over Latin America, where you know doing radio on a grassroots level, doing pirate radio. Is a little bit, I don't know, would you say easier, more accessible?
I think it's accessible, it's cheap, and it's easy to learn. It's easy to learn. You need to just have the will to do it pretty much and maybe have a few batteries and roam around with a little box around and pretty much anyone can do it. Unlike here where we're deprived of lines of communication, you know? So we're always dependent on either Spanish-speaking radio shows that do not say what we want to hear.
Right.
Or we just need to listen to, you know, corporate radio in your car on your way to work. Anything aside from that is very limited.
And it's not to say that, like, you know, I think sometimes we kind of look to the southern examples in the Americas and we say, oh, you know, these are great ideas. We should take those ideas and start them here. Those are good examples, but then again, we kind of exist in this own our own context, right? Where it is, there's always the question of sustainability, right? I mean, I know there are some like alternative radio stations like Pacifica and KPFK down here, KPFA in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. But are those really meeting the needs? Are those outlets the same as, you know, some examples in Latin America? Or
I think the more there is, the better, or like the more the merrier pretty much. And if you can do it on your own, your way, you have this different satisfaction. Whereas if you work within a nonprofit radio group, let's say, you often become invisible after a while.
Right.
And you have this implicit censorship too within it. So why not do it yourself?
Right. And I always kind of, you know, I think for me in terms of looking at, you know, radio that is a little bit more connected to the community, mm-hmm. You know, especially, you know, in California where there are a lot of like oppressed communities or whatnot. I think radio really provides a space to be able to like communicate, mm-hmm. you know, on that level with folks. Mm-hmm. At the same time, using spaces like this as like forms of like organizing, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And being able to bring people's voices to a medium where a lot of times they don't have the chance to be able to just talk, mm-hmm. about like, you know, whatever's going on and whatnot.
This is where I switched to Spanish.
Okay.
Entonces, estamos hablando de las ventajas y desventajas de tener una estación de radio libre. Y como nuestro ejemplo aquí en Estados Unidos es enteramente diferente al de los compas del sur. Pero queremos usar este programa también como una herramienta para organizarnos localmente con los compas de acá y con los de fuera. Entonces, en el futuro quisiéramos comunicarnos con los compañeros que hemos conocido en el sur, en México, en el Caribe, en América Central, para no nada más para estar en el aire, pero para servir como comunicadores sociales. No, I think.
Pues sí.
Yeah.
Entonces, pues ahorita hay unos programas donde estamos platicando de unos programas que ya no existen, ¿verdad? Que terminaron. ¿Quieres platicar un poquito de eso?
Bueno, aquí con la crisis que está aconteciendo en Estados Unidos, que muchos me preguntaron, muchos del sur me preguntaron, ¿y a poco sí se siente la crisis en Estados Unidos? Pues claro que se siente, y diario. Y escuchamos que hoy justo clausuraron un par de estaciones de radio, programas de radio. No sé si las estaciones están también ya a punto de cerrar, pero estaban platicando de cómo se clausuraron esos shows, que buenos o malos. Ahí se ve que se está recortando el número de programas corporativos. Entonces, aquí es donde hacemos el cambio al radio libre, al radio por internet, al radio gratuito, hecho por nosotros mismos. Y cómo pensamos que esto va a durar mucho más de lo que duraría ser parte de un show corporativo, un show, no sé, tipo NGO, ¿cómo se dice?
NGO.
Mi pocho voice coming out. Pero yeah, they're laughing at me. Bueno.
Pero un gran parte de todo eso es que no estamos dependientes en la economía establecido. Estamos haciendo todo esto de nuestra voluntad.
Yes. Aparte de que no tenemos dinero, no tenemos para poner para un radio, pero estamos trabajando con este colectivo que para que ustedes puedan escucharnos, a la próxima otra vez digo, es killradio.org o killradio.org. Es un colectivo independiente, un colectivo que se formó hace como 7 años, creo, hace 7 años, para potenciar, para generar un tipo de radio libre aquí en Los Ángeles que casi nunca ha existido, yo pienso, de lo que yo sé. Y tienen 7 años que ya llevan varios shows de radio de diferentes tipos, de noticias, de música, de comentarios, de todo lo que sea. Y es un colectivo donde se usa el consenso, se usan tipos de reglas más horizontales. Entonces, nos integramos a este colectivo ahora y esperamos que les guste lo que les vamos a proponer. Y aunque este es un show experimental, pues ojalá los otros sean mejorcitos.
Pero así lo hacemos. Tocamos un poquito más música.
Yeah.
Okay. Música. Entonces vamos a tocar un canción que se llama Son de las Barricadas. This is in honor of the 2006 uprising in Oaxaca, and I hope you all enjoy.
Son medidas de autodefensa que la población civil construimos todas las noches en Oaxaca.
Para impedir la entrada o huida de los agresores.
Cerrémosles el paso y no caigamos en sus provocaciones. No lleves armas.
Esta es una lucha civil y pacífica.
El día 14 de junio del año del 2006, en la plaza de Oaxaca, se puso el mundo al revés. Temprano por la mañana, al punto de amanecer, nadie hubiera imaginado lo que iba a suceder.
La huelga del magisterio tenía la plaza a tomar, mientras el pinche gobierno preparaba la cela. Antes que amanezca el día, quitamos este plantón, gritaba la policía y empezó la represión.
¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que son de la barricada? ¿De dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que son de la barricada? ¿De dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que son de la barricada? ¿De dónde son? ¿Que son de la barricada?
Pueblo, el pueblo no se va a atacar nunca. Acá acercamos a los policiales, chingos de madre, que maten a que sea.
Sonó la alerta en la calle, por donde entró el regimiento, y atrás de la barricada se alborotó el campamento. Más tarde
hecha de tierra y aire. Con hambre que los maestros te quitaron con vinagre.
¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que son de la barricada? ¿Y de dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que son de la barricada? ¿Y de dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son?
Con la sangre de maíz regresó tierra bendita, que ya no te doy camisa ni engaño ni represión, que la de ser ajusto, si es que quieren solución, que se vayan los cobardes que no tienen dignidad, que se queden los que quieren cambiar esta sociedad, porque aquí no hay corazón que aguante más inmundicia. El pueblo exige justicia, el pueblo está en rebelión, el pueblo está en rebelión, el pueblo está en rebelión.
¿Que de dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son?
Que son de la barricada. ¿De dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son? Que son de la barricada. ¿De dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son?
De vivir, obviamente todas las colonias a las que tenía acceso, por parte de la intervención que está haciendo la Secretaría de Gobernación a través de la Secretaría de Comunicaciones y Transportes.
Se acabó el gas y el valor, con la plaza enardecida, y las fuerzas del gobierno salieron en estampida, tomó con piedra el traidor, que asalta de madrugada, porque hoy la gente en las calles ya no espera en barricada.
¿De dónde son? ¿Que de dónde son?
De la barricada, ¿de dónde son? 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 ¿
apoyando a mi paisano. Nada me tumba, ¡pum! Siempre estoy bien parado en el momento y el lugar más adecuado, rodeado de mi gente, voy siempre hacia adelante. No hay limitaciones, soy el dueño de mi mente. Watch up, llegó el tiempo de meditar. Watch up, hoy momento.
Just to kind of give you guys a little wrap up on the music that we were playing, that was just De Los Abajo, War for Peace. And we started off with Son de las Barricadas. We're going to switch it up a little bit, and we're going to play something a little bit different, but I hope you all are enjoying the music. Take care.
Yeah.
Lord.
Don't you knew? No.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. Work till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute to computers, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. You ask them why some people gotta live in the trailer, cuss like a sailor. I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south before my nigga Core bailed me out. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Do or die like Best Style. See the red sky out the window of the red eye. Let the lead fly out some G-Rap shit. Living the lead
die. Now this morning, I woke up feeling brand new. I jumped up.
Just to get by.
Just to get by.
Just to get by. gangster, save the shizzle for sheezy and stay crunk. It's easy to pull a breezy, smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system, the blacks and Latins in prison, numbers in prison, they victim black in the vision. Shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you, the love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by, just to get by, to get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars, not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for parts, to be get breath and hands with their penis enlarged. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs when all you really need is love.
To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
My pants sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now until the last beat will drop.
This morning, I woke up.
Where the G's at? Come on. Fuck the police. Hey, y'all ready for this shit? Y'all trunk. Y'all ready to get this crunk?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up.
Honestly, I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit, but all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave. So what you do, I rebel. Like an ulcer in the belly of the beast, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick, niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Now what y'all know about how the cool do it? True fluid, booth put the funk to it, ain't nothing to it. This is for the cheese all the way to the bay, from Frisco to Oakland, all over
you
LA.
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
Now, this fella's piss yellow. Never been a snitch teller. One pay stub from a homeless dish dweller. Yelling, fuck a Rockefeller. My shit bumping a cappella. My lyrical quotes are nervous note the bank tellers. We ain't call it off. We all in off. Molotovs and grits. Mr. Bailiff, you can put that in the transcript. Funky motherfucking paddywhacking van flips. I'm so it off. I prefer hand grits. Quota. You know we stronger than a 3-day notice. Pay or quit. It's more of us than the lies that your mayor spit. I'm on some, I hit the game, but love to play a shit. It's you a have or you a have not. When you run out of bullets, grab rocks. Cause the prison don't slam locks. It don't open when your fam knocks, unless you rich and half stocks. Fight the power like a motherfucking Zulu. It's the coup plus the new member Tulu. So raise your hands in the air like you're born again. But make a fist for the struggle when you're born to win.
Right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up.
When I hear that whoop, whoop, I be ducking them hoes. I can smell a pig coming, so I stay on my toes. On the low from Popo, so fuck the
the whole lease. Cause peace to me is loaded under my seat. And I know power, respect that, so serve and protect that. I'm young, black, and just don't give a fuck, try me. Grilling you right back, you better drive by me. We the people on me is known to get rowdy. And even if you a friend of the blue, you can get it too. Snitching is never forgettable. This hell we living is never forgivable. It come down to DP in the coup. Remember Huey, Bobby Hutton, George, Fred, and them. Fuck a po-po, local, state fair to them. You better choose your side, Crip, Blood, 415. It's one team, get up and let's ride.
Star telly saying to my rhymes, beat up average MCs of the times. Unlike them, we craft gems. So systematically inclined to pen lines without saying the producer's name. I'm over the track. Yeah, I said it. What you need to do is get back. We the medics alphabetically stuck on that English shit. Now, but now, before we bore that sure shot, poor rock, okay, bro. From the top of the key to three villains. The game as long as he can really swing. Turn the corner spinning, bust that ass and get up. Dust off the mask, whoever laugh, give him a head up. He got jumped, it pumped his adrenaline. He said it made him tougher than a bump of raw medicine. To write all night long, the hourglass is still slow. Flow from hellborn to free power like Lil Cole. And still owe bills, pay dues forever. Slave use when it comes to who's more cleverer. Used to wore leather goose feet with the fur collar. And charge the fee for loose words per dollar. You heard holler. Broader dude, we need food. Eat your teams for sure. The streets all seem rude. For fam like the Partridges. Pardon him for the mix up. Battle for your Atari cartridges. Or put your kicks up. It's a stick. I put your blicks up. These ready foe cuts his foe like penile flicks. Give him 20. The danger in his eyes will let you know he's a brawler. Bring your tallest champs like that much taller. Tall, 10 pounds heavier. One step ahead of it. Vocab, stamina, style's all irrelevant. Camps and cliques, units, squad crews and clans. Even your tongues will fuck around and lose your mind. Boom, drum, that bum. There goes that news van again. Act like you're new like Toucan Salmon. He rappers like part of a complete breakfast. Their rhymes ain't worth the weight of their cheap necklace. String them up, bring them up under whack, jump snack. Get that out your hand, punk, jump and get your dunk smacked. Foul, we all know the rules, bro. You slow, you blow, the super, you fools. His own boss like you go. Hugo, lights, camera, action with no makeup. We nail out to the death for at least until we break up. Here's a couple of nice guys who finish first. So nice try, but the prize is eyes dispersed. They say the good die young, so I added some badass to my flavor to prolong my life over the drum. Everyone cools off from being hot. It's about if you can handle being cold or not. And we were told to hop on no one's dick by Prince Paul. We stayed original ever since, y'all. First to do a lot of things in the game, but the last to say it. No need to place it on a scale to weigh it. And don't do it for the praise or to raise the bar. Yeah, this raise anyways, so amazing are the three L.I. brothers from the other way of thinking. Hey, your lady's winking. I think you need to control that, or I have to hold that.
The elements are airborne, I smell the success. Yo, let's cookie cut this shit and get the gingerbread, man. Sacrifice mics and push drugs to these rappers. Puff ponies till I turn blue in the lips. Sipping broads like 7-Up. So refreshing. I finger pop these verses like first dates. The birth date September 21.
Ok, estamos de vuelta y tenemos aquí un compañero que también es parte de nuestro grupo. Se llama Kyle y él va a hacer un anuncio sobre un evento que tenemos aquí en Los Ángeles, que es está organizado por el IWW, el IWW o IWW, como muchos lo conocen, que es un sindicato anarcosindicalista que tiene varias décadas de vida. Entonces va a hacer el anuncio él y va a explicar quién va a estar ahí. A ver. Si nos puedes contar, can you tell us what's going on?
I just wanted to announce announce an event this Sunday, February 22nd. It's going to be out there in Venice at Beyond Baroque. The address for that is 681 Venice Boulevard. And the event starts at 7:30 p.m. So that's Sunday, this Sunday, February 22nd, 7:30 p.m. There's going to be a panel of speakers. It's a community labor forum. It's the IWW's first quarterly community labor forum. And the list of speakers, we've got a good lineup for our first one. It's going to be Aquilina Soriano from the Filipino Workers Center, Nelson Moto, Moto from the USW Clean Car Wash Campaign, Muffy Sunde from Radical Women and the CWA, and Victor Naro from the UCLA Labor Center. In addition to the speakers panel, we're also going to have live performances by K.D. Solomon, a musician and performer, as well as the Night Watchman, a.k.a. Tom Morello. So the event's free. Bring everybody out. It's a, you know, event for everyone. Bring family members, friends, coworkers. IWW's first quarterly community labor forum. Thanks.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's the IWW doing here in L.A.? Okay.
Yeah, the IWW has a pretty active branch here in Los Angeles. The main body is called the general membership branch. It's the Los Angeles Ricardo Flores Magón branch. We named our branch after Ricardo Flores Magón because we're inspired by that struggle. But here in LA, we have a pretty large branch. It's been growing. That's workers in a number of different industries, and then we have active campaigns in about three industries right now. One of them, a pretty large size of workers downtown Los Angeles. A lot of the campaigns are still only semi-public, so I can't really reveal all the details. But we do have active campaigns, and we're a union. We're a fighting union, and we have a strategy of direct action. We think that our greatest strength as workers is our ability to stand together in solidarity and take direct action on the job. So that's what we do. We fight. Like in our largest campaign right now, we're trying to organize. It's a particular industry. In the service sector, and so we're looking at organizing industrially. So what that means is that we're trying to build strong shop committees in various companies to fight kind of daily grievances, the daily abuses that we face as workers, and then at the same time try to build an industry-wide union to raise industrial standards. And that's kind of how we generally try to approach organizing, doing things industrially. Any worker in an industry is welcome to the union. We don't carve it up by trade or anything like that.
And if they can make this event, how can they get in touch with you?
You can go ahead and go ahead and call 310-205-2667. That's the Los Angeles General Membership Branch phone number. It is a voicemail, but someone will get back to you. Or you can email us at la_gmb@iww.org.
Thanks so much. We're playing more music in a few seconds. And then when we return, we're going to talk about the anarchist people of color in Los Angeles, and they have an event coming up tomorrow. We'll be back.